So here in the studio, we've got the Fillmore brothers, Jack and Seamus. They're self-described unpopular pop music from Apollo Bay. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a good description there, Seamus.
Unpopular
pop.
That's all I could think of.
Who came up with that one?
Seamus. I think I did for something.
Year of Arts degree at Melbourne.
Yeah.
Did you well?
Yeah, I can write a good one sentence by.
Yeah.
That I mean, tells you nothing about us.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, we're actually just going through your Unearth profile before and having a bit of a giggle, weren't we, Tennyson?
It's a cracker, yeah, definitely. The new single, Another White Guy in Black Skinny Jeans. Can you tell us what that one's about? It's really left me wondering.
It was kind of just the acknowledgement of the fact that we're just, like, white dude singer-songwriters, which there's just so many of them playing, you know, indie rock or some stuff like that in Melbourne, Australia, like, everywhere. So we were just, like, thought might as well write a song so everyone knows that we know that we're just, like...
That way now we can
massive majority.
Make, like, any kind of indie rock song we want because we've acknowledged...
Yeah.
Because...
Our so it's like, oh,
yeah, body, exactly.
It's more, fine if it's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So how did the Fillmore brothers get into the creative flow? What sparks a new song in the writing room?
I don't know. Well, we grew up together, obviously. Like, we are brothers. People often ask us, are you brothers?
So many we don't look brothers that, out there.
Yeah. I know. Them fake brothers ruin it.
A lot of them look more like brothers than we do, though, to be honest.
Yeah. Our poor sight is probably our only like, joining factor.
Yeah, if we didn't wear glasses, we wouldn't look similar at all. And get the same haircut.
Yeah, true. Seamus tends to copy me on my hairstyles.
Don't know about that one, but back to the question.
What was the question?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, creative flow.
What inspires you in the writing room?
I think it's pretty random. We'll come up with different ideas and then just, like, at any time at home or something, and then we'll just workshop them together. So we kind of start off by ourselves and then end up finishing them together.
Seamus is the romantic. He's had a few... love life, go stray. He finds a bit of inspiration from that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I sometimes get a bit politically angsty, but then I get told to rein it in because people don't want to hear about that. It's too depressing. So,
no.
Well, that's what I've been told by my
girlfriend. I just want it to be 100% love songs, but, you know.
So do you guys live together?
No, we don't.
You don't?
We live a couple of suburbs across.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm in Coburg. Seamus is in...
Yeah.
Ish.
North
close.
Somewhere. We did grow up in Apollo Bay together, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've lived together enough in our life, maybe.
Yeah,
for now. Tell us about the move from Apollo Bay to Melbourne. How's that changed your lives and your music?
Well, there was a while there where, because I was at university before Seamus was, where we didn't see each other much for about 4 years. That was probably, like, the best thing that ever happened to our brother relationship, I would say. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, I guess so.
Seamus could probably speak to that more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just didn't see him as much. And he stopped being so annoying kind of thing. Nah, so it was good when I got up to Melbourne and we got reunited and we kind of both wanted to do some music stuff, so we thought we'd just do it together.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, yeah. But, like, obviously, Apollo Bay, I don't know if you've been, but it's tiny.
Oh, it's a lovely place.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, you couldn't ask for a better place to grow up, but it's absolutely tiny. Like, there's not a heap going on there. It's just...
The inflation must be annoying, though, in holiday season.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, tourists and stuff. Yeah. You just don't go down there, don't go into town.
Yeah.
Around Christmas kind of thing, too many people.
Mm.
And then we moved to Melbourne, and I was like, whoa, didn't even know this many people existed in the world.
Yeah. So you mentioned a bit of rivalry between the two of you as brothers. Has that ever got in the way of a performance or a songwriting session?
I don't know if there's any real rivalry, would you say?
It's a pretty clear dominance on one. No, I don't know. Maybe back when we were kids, we used to be a bit more grungy and probably rock out a bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't know.
No, we get along pretty well these days.
Yeah.
But we do like to give each other a lot of, you know...
Creative
give them
criticism.
A hard time. Yeah, but mostly in good humour.
Yeah.
So there's no Liam and Noel Gallagher type relationship going on?
No, we'll have to sell a few million copies of an album before we get that one going.
Yeah. Although, we'll spark it up if it you know, increases. If that's what the people want.
I love a good Noel Gallagher interview. where he just talks about lamb.
Yeah.
Being a potato.
Yeah, there's nothing better. Yeah, how have you found the local live music scene? Has it been supportive of you two?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's a pretty incredible music scene in Melbourne, but there's just too many good bands kind of things.
Is it a little bit better than Apollo Bay's live scene?
Oh, I don't know. We've got a pretty good one down there. A few cover bands.
Is it right?
Going down the pub.
King Gizzard are pretty close from there, aren't they?
Yeah, they come from the surf coast, like in kind of the towns across the way, like Anglesey and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Our mum plays in a great band called The Other Band in Apollo Bay.
Right.
They own Apollo Bay. If anyone wants to play there, you have to get their stamp of approval.
Okay, okay. The Other Band.
The Other Band.
Yeah, she plays the drums.
All right.
Very cool.
We'll have to go check them out.
Yeah.
Have you
They're not really youth
for them?
Broadcasting.
Potentially, I think it's over 60. Everyone in the band, so...
So you'll be playing along tomorrow night at Old Bar for the launch of the single, along with Barefoot Bowls Club, Carla Russo and Sunfruits. How are you feeling about playing with these guys?
Yeah, we're keen as. We've played with Barefoot Bowls Club before and they're really cool. And just Sunfruits and Carla Russo just really like their music, so we're pretty stoked that they agreed to come play for us.
Yeah, we're batting a bit above our average, probably getting those guys on our lineup.
Yeah,
but
we always are.
It would be good if we could play first and then just watch all the other bands, but...
Mm. But no, it should be
wouldn't
very good.
Wouldn't want to break that protocol. But yeah, at bar open, not at old bar.
Bar open.
Yes.
Easiest mistake
my
to
apologies.
Make.
That's all good.
Another generic Melbourne bar name.
Yeah, they really need to get
they're
a bit more creative,
just around the corner,
I think.
So if you rocked up at one and you're at the wrong gig, you can just walk by.
There's probably something good on at the old bar. Maybe
there
just go to the old
no
bar.
No promoting anything else except for...
Nah, come to bar open. Come to bar open.
Yeah, well, I think the carpet's a bit less smelly at bar open.
It is. Yeah. As a textile designer in the carpet industry...
You've got expert...
I've got expertise, inside knowledge.
What's the sticky rating on that one?
Looking at a 7.8, I would say, out of 13, which is not too bad.
The classic carpet rating sticky number...
That's it.
Have you got something special lined up for the show? Maybe a steam cleaner?
Not a steam cleaner.
No?
Although we've got a few covers that will pop in our set.
Oh, beautiful.
Are you allowed to reveal
what that's going to be?
No, we keep that. I don't know. Something in the air. But
it's a bit of a classic.
We're not sure what that will be.
You're listening to The Hoist on Sin with Jane and Tennyson.
Yeah, you're joined by the Fillmore Brothers right now. They're going to do a little live rendition. Guys, do you want to introduce what you're playing?
No worries. This song is called It's a Hopeless Situation and We're All Gonna Die. And we're all gonna die. It's a messed up world and I don't know why. Can I make it through another 9 to 5? Say I breathe in, breathe out, watch my dreams fade out. I can't help not to think about what it would've been like on another route. Now I watch my dreams fade out. This brand new shirt, oh then I'll have self-worth and I'll know about what the kids are always talking about. Now the human experience, yeah, it is dead, and all I've got left is what's in my head. These likes, loves, follows, and this Reddit thread. Now I'll watch my dreams fade out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And I'll watch my life run out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Now I'll watch my dreams fade out. breathe out. In, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Now I watch my time. Now my friend James said there was some secret lesson he never learned. That really stuck with me, it kinda got burned a little bit into my brain, so now I'm feeling insane. I got this uneasy blame, shame and constant disdain. No, I try not to think about it all too much, but it's everywhere you look and in everything you touch. Oh, it can come from the left and it can come from the right. You know, intellect is dead and it might all be a lie. And then there's like normally a drum solo bit there. It's like a... Thinking about life, but life's a joke. I'm drinking too much, I wanna smoke. I don't do it often, I cough so hard. I guess I'll never be a rock and roll star.
That drummer's pretty hot. You guys are right.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, guys.
That was, I'm blown away, to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's absolutely fantastic.
That's a disaster.
Thanks so much for coming in. And
come through to Bar Open tomorrow night. Not Old Bar, Bar Open.
Bar Open.
That's right. Yeah.
Get on down.